Today is November the 30th. It's a Wednesday, it's a hump day. And in today's news for GQDN, brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, we talk about Steam Deck, Kirby, Ronda Rousey, and something for Valorant. But today, via DualShockers.com, we find that Nintendo has smashed the Smash World Tour. The tour has been canceled. The announcement comes from the Smash World Tour, and it says, quote, "Without any warning, we received notice the night before Thanksgiving from Nintendo that we could no longer operate. This is especially shocking given our discourse with Nintendo over the past 12 months. Since then, we've been working around the clock to take the proper steps logistically, as well as to prepare the statement with proper legal guidance." Even in a tweet at Smash World Tour, they said, "The upcoming Smash World Tour Championships and the entirety of the 2023 Smash World Tour must be canceled." Now, they also said later on in a quote, "We have requested multiple times to communicate with them directly, but these requests were not granted." So, what would happen now? Well, a Nintendo spokesperson did tell Kotaku, quote, "Unfortunately, after continuous conversations with Smash World Tour, and after giving the same deep consideration we apply to any potential partner, we are unable to come to an agreement with Smash World Tour for a full circuit in 2023. Nintendo did not request any changes to or cancellation of the remaining events in 2022. I smell a lawsuit coming. Just saying. Speaking of bad stuff, well, may not be bad, but who knows, SVG.com did say that Asmongold was not being promoted on Twitch. In fact, some people through their Twitch app was not getting quite possibly the right people or the right the streamers that the people wanted. So, well, this is what Asmongold said. Quote, "This doesn't make any effing sense. It shows everybody else except me." He was indeed frustrated when he made that quote. Even one of the users, called Demon Devil Dog, did say, quote, I had a forced update to Twitch on my Fire Stick in a few weeks ago, and it's garbage now. I hate it. It doesn't show half the people that are actually live, but it'll show them under the recommended. Makes no sense." Twitch did have an update, and that update is really confusing people. Speaking of updates, Eurogamer.net did give us one, and it says that Overwatch 2 Season 2 is coming December 6th. So what could happen here? Well, Overwatch did give us a tweet, and it says, "New hero, new map, new battle pass, and more. Ramattra is the tank." Okay, so he's a new tank. We'll have the Battle of Olympus and some other things, such as new skins for Junker Queen Pharah and the new tank. The Battle of Olympus will end on January 19th, and the Lunar New Year event will return starting 17th of January until the 1st of February. If you want Season 2, it's about $10 or 1,000 Overwatch coins. Almost at 10,000, but no, it's 1,000. So will you play it? Let me know at Joe Brums. Now, as to yesterday, and we said that Far Cry 6 does have a Lost Between Worlds DLC coming next week. Well, there's a bit of an update to that thanks to Destructoid.com. And it's not just going to be that, because on December 6th, what you saw in Far Cry 5, New Game Plus, is now coming to Far Cry 6. So that would mean that all of your weapons, all of your other things, they will be in New Game Plus. Your achievements, your skill points, all that stuff. So what could happen there? Well, we shall see. But you will get all of that for the low, low price of $20. And it's coming to all the platforms. As a reminder, PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. And I said all that yesterday. So there you go. Now we go to a little bit of concerts. What? We're going to be bouncing around a bit. I'm sorry. But yes, concert. Because at the Game Awards, according to DualShockers.com, Hozier is to perform the God of War Ragnarok's Blood Upon the Snow. I do love it when all these concerts come into video games. And we're starting to see more and more of that. In fact, at the Game Awards did say, don't miss Hozier featuring Bear McCree with the world premiere performance of Blood Upon the Snow from God of War Ragnarok. Live during the Game Awards, streaming free everywhere next Thursday, December 8th. Good stuff. Now, we stick with DualShockers, and they're also saying that Valorant's Chamber update will be revealed in December. Now, they did go after a tweet done by Valor Leaks, and here's what they said on Twitter. December is looking great for Valorant. Big 5.12 patch, map rotation, information and changes, chamber changes coming, and smurfing updates. You say smurf? Smurfing? Anyway, we don't know when it's going to happen. It could start tomorrow, because tomorrow's December 1st, on through the end of the year. But we'll let you know when that does happen, and what really is all about it. Now, what's all about Plarium's Raid Shadow Legends? Well, it looks like the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion is going to be in on that. Yes, I said Ronda Rousey. This is according to GameSpot.com, and they're saying that she will make her appearance around February the 28th. What Rousey said, quote, as someone who loves games with strong female leads, it's exciting to actually become one. Further quote, I look forward to sharing my champion with the Raid fans on my channel and helping them level up their game using her unique skill sets. In fact, Plarium executive Ronan Gross did say, quote, we are thrilled to have one of the world's most renowned athletes join the ranks of Raid's Banner Lord Champions, a title she's already quite familiar with in her career. Her love of gaming and natural gifts in mixed martial arts, judo, and wrestling made this partnership a perfect fit. As expected, her Ronda champion will mete out punishment with fiery gauntlet fists, similar to a real-life counterpart, and will be valuable addition to any team. Let's go back to a little bit of a concert, because there was one held earlier this year, but a portion of it has been put up on YouTube. And this is brought to us by NintendoEverything.com and Kirby. Well, part of the Kirby concert from his celebration about a couple months ago from the Tokyo Garden Theater is now up on YouTube. So, not the full one, just partial. Now we get to some long-awaited news, and apparently, according to Polygon.com, Marvel's Avengers finally get some endgame content. Well, you can find the end of the storyline. Including Bucky Barnes. He'll be joining the lineup. So, looks good. Looks good. We end today with Steam Deck going to the Far East. Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan on December the 17th. On Deck did say in a tweet, quote, we're happy to announce that Steam Decks will start shipping in Japan, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan on December 17th via Komodo, our official Steam Deck distributor in these regions. Customers in these regions can reserve Steam Deck at the site given. That is steamdeck.komodo.jp. So, there you go. Lots of news, especially when you do it in the morning. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. You can find everybody at Dawn Forge, myself at Joe Brahms, and at Group Quest. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people. I'm about to.